Brewers 360 is sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling and New Mayo Medical Center. Brewers broadcaster Sophia Minert is our guest this morning. All right, Sophia, so we had the Josh Hader trade, and then Brewers lose 5 of 6. So one may not necessarily have caused the other. Got to be careful with that association. If the Brewers turn things around here quickly, then that's a distant memory. That said, just interested in your thought on the room. It does sound like guys interpreted this as a we're not in a win now mode. I wonder if that's how you're feeling around the players.
No, I don't. I think that, look, the trade deadline is always a really, you know, stressful time for everybody. And the reality is you don't have control over some of those decisions that are made. And, you know, it was certainly surprising to lose Josh Hader. It affects a lot of things, but I think the guys ultimately know that this is part of the business. They're professionals. They have to respond to it. They have players and people that need to step up in his absence, but you know, it was not a good week of baseball. You know, it was, if one thing went right, the other thing went wrong. There have been stretches like that over the course of the season. And frankly, they've gone through worse stretches. So, you know, they know what's in front of them. I think they know that, you know, there's still more than 50 games left of the season. They have 7 games left against the St. Louis Cardinals, so they can certainly control their own destiny in that regard. And they're going to find out pretty quickly. You know, you heard that soundbite from Craig Counsell. You know, they're going to find out pretty quickly how they're going to respond here. With, you know, Tampa Bay coming in, the rest of the homestand, then they'll go to St. Louis, and then the Dodgers are coming in for 4. So they certainly have a lot to play for coming up in front of them.
You know, there's so many new arms here, Sophia, in the bullpen. It was pretty much settled when Hader was a part of the team, and now you've got a variety of different folks that have joined the team recently. How big of a juggling act is this for Craig Counsell to figure out, you know, who works best where?
Well, fortunately, this is what Craig is best at. He is probably better than anybody at managing a bullpen, matchups, putting pitchers in a position to succeed, knowing when to rest guys, knowing when they can, you know, push guys a little bit just at this point of the season, right? We're so deep into the season. So I think, you know, look, Devin has been just lights out this season. We all know, like, the caliber of the season that he's had. Brad Boxberger is, like, as steady as they come. And, you know, Matt Bush, I mean, he's got some high velocity. He could really be a good weapon for them. Taylor Rogers, you know, I think he's a really nice lefty complement to Devin Williams. Obviously, a ton of closing experience as well. And then, you know, you've got all of the pieces around them. You know, so I think they do really like their options. And, you know, Craig has kind of, you know, I think we forget that before that formula of, you know, Boxberger, Williams, Hader, you know, Craig was always very open about how he managed his bullpen. And once those guys kind of solidified those roles, that's what the formula looks like. But it can look different moving forward, and it can still work. So, you know, this is really what Craig is best at, is making those game time decisions.
Sophia Minert, our guest this morning on Brewers 360. Enjoy the off day, Sophia, and we look for better baseball here this week. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, guys.